Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing? Of course, I hope you are doing well. I hope your weekend is going great. And of course, you're having fun or you're resting or both, and you're ready for whatever the week has to come ahead. Hopefully, you're prepared for Monday. If you are starting school, if you're in college, or if your child has started school or starting school, you are going to do great. You're going to do amazing. And so your child, if you have a child starting school, you are going to exceed and you're going to make nothing but good grades, and you are going to be prepared for whatever you are studying for, and you will do amazing. So if you were scared or worried about that, hopefully that put a little ease upon you and it was a little light for any worry that you have for this school year ahead. But again, I hope you are having a great weekend and you're just ready for whatever it is that is coming ahead your way. So I realize that there are a lot of niches for pretty much anybody, and there is a category for anyone, and there is just an abundance of different types and categories of content for all types of creators. And there are people who consume that content and who love that content no matter what the content is. So if you know about the AI or NPC trend, whichever it is, then you know. If you don't know about it, Google it, Twitter search, TikTok search, whichever. But I saw someone on TikTok say something about, like, it was like a reply to a video that came up on my feed. It was basically talking about how, I guess, anyone doing that trend was basically taking all the money because people do these trends. Again, if you know, if you know. But when you do the trend, you basically, it's like it associates with the gifts people give, and of course the gifts takes money, which the creator, the content creator, or which I'm going to call him a content creator, because basically at this point that is technically, I guess, a type of content, if you will. But the creator, of course, gets that money. And so this person's content was basically saying, you know, like, everyone doing that trend is going to take all the money because people are getting thousands of dollars at this point, especially depending on how long you go and everything like that. People are getting, like, could get hundreds of thousands of dollars. And although I can see where this person's coming from, I do not believe that is true. Now, I can totally understand people's frustration when it comes to these trends and these simple videos that come out where people don't even literally mean to become popular or whatever, and suddenly, you know, they have this, you know, they're known. Now they're just, you know, they're out there and everything. And then it's like there's people with that out, and then there's other creators who are literally working their butt off creating, like, ebooks and blogs and YouTubes and podcasts and everything. They're really putting their all in everything, and they're actually really working hard towards something, but they're not having as much luck. I can completely understand that frustration because I have that frustration myself from time to time. However, I also do understand that it still takes work. That even if you get found suddenly, and now suddenly your business is booming accidentally, or now that you have all these people, you know, you can really, you know, take that in, which you should. If you ever have an opportunity like that, take that. Take those followers that you have and turn it into something. That's your chance. That's your time. But also realize, as frustrating as it is that you're trying to get seen and get noticed and, you know, make these sales and get these numbers up, that when it happens to those people, they have a choice to either grow what they've, you know, stumbled upon essentially, or to just let it all die down. And if they choose to continue to grow, that takes a lot of work, regardless of how they got discovered, how their business suddenly started booming, how their content suddenly started booming. Now they have to do the work after that, and they have to continue to work in order to keep these numbers, because people get bored very quickly. People can get bored for very quickly. I feel like the longer we go in years and everything with content and social media, people are starting to get bored quicker and quicker. And so you have to keep it out. You have to keep it fresh. You have to keep it in. You have to keep these people drawn in, and you have to keep your audience. You have to stay consistent and you have to keep their attention. Otherwise, they could be gone instantly. If you got known for a trend such as the NPC AI trend, once that's out, what are you going to do next? Say you have these people, and there's going to be people that stay because they want to see what you're doing after that. But if you're not giving something out consistently, they could drop too. So the people that came in who wanted to see the AI NPC thing, once that's done, they're done as well. So, you know, you have to think about that as well. But going to the money part, there is so much money out there for everybody. There is money out there for everyone to grab and to get, as much as, you know, the government, the economy, whatever. I'm not getting into all that, but as much as, you know, the ones who are in control of the money and funds want to make it seem like there isn't, and like we all have to fight to the death for a dollar, that is not true. And we do not. There is so much money out there, and there are so many people who love your content and who are willing to give their money, you know, for something that they love. There is a niche, there is a group, there is an audience for everyone. And as long as that is still the truth, there will always be people ready to give their money to you. Now, there may be times where they have to wait, where they're like, I don't have money right now. I love your content. I love this. I will have to wait to buy it. That doesn't necessarily mean that their money went out to other creators, like the NPC creators or something else. You know what I mean? It most likely could mean that if they're responsible, if the people are responsible as they should be, their money probably went to their bills first, or their gas or groceries or whatever. Because again, those things are essentials and those are very high. So obviously, you know, you have to put that in consideration as well. As much as you need to make a living, so do they. And they also have bills just as you have bills. So put that into consideration. It's not other content creators that are taking all of, you know, the funds and everything from you. It's really, you know, government, and who else is up there that's raising gas prices, you know, grocery prices, raising house prices, rent, all of that. Yeah, that's who's really taking the money from your consumers. That's who's really taking that from them, which is essentially taking it from you. But regardless, you know, there's so much money to spread around in this content creation world. Again, there's something for everyone, and if someone loves it enough, they're gonna put their money towards it. Just like people playing video games, they put their money towards that video game. Like I never really put money towards, like, I don't play video games, but like I've had games on my phone or whatever. I know one time I literally like paid just for some coins, like, you know, as someone who's like, I would never ever, like, I wouldn't ever now, but just that one or two times I did before, because I was really so addicted to the game. Like, if they love it enough, they're going to. If they love it enough and the price is right and, you know, they got it in their pocket, they're going to. So don't look at all of these other creators as like they're taking your money. Just look at yourself, like, you have to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. You're being consistent, putting out your content, putting out things that people love so that they'll want to, you know, bless you and purchase whatever that you're selling, or, you know, even tip you for all of the amazing work that you do, and, you know, continue to support you in any way they can. So if you have that mindset as well, just remember that money will come to you in abundance in due time. So that is all for today, you guys. Again, have a happy Sunday. I hope you guys are having an amazing weekend. Of course, stay safe, stay cool, stay hydrated, and again, prepare for whatever is to come for the week ahead. And I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.